Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that. Welcome to episode 3 of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast of the 24-25 season. We are back again this week with a new feature for the start of the podcast, quizzes. Then we'll be back with our M5 and Keeping Up Appearances at the end. Sean joins us from Portugal, so that was, you know, dedication to the cause. And I think he'll be editing from Portugal as well, so we'll see how good the edit turns out. If he's in holiday mode or not, we'll see. But without further ado, we will let Tosh introduce our new feature for this week, which we hope and think you'll like. So Tosh, take it away.
Cheers, Cal. So this week is one of our new games, or new starting games. We're going to do our little adaptation of Linky, which, for anyone who's never played Linky before, there's going to be 4 questions. Each question will have an answer, and the answer is, all the answers are linked. So not every part of the answer might be linked. So say, for example, if the answer to a question was Manchester United, it might be the Manchester, it might be the United. That is the link. So you've got to be careful when you're guessing. Okay, so for Sean, Bob and Callum, their job is to guess the link. If they were to guess it right, that they're going to send to me after the first clue or question, they will get 4 points. If they get it right after the second question, they get 3 points, and so on until the last link, and that will be worth 1 point. So there's going to be 3 linkies, so a maximum of 12 points available. So hopefully that makes sense. If not, it will make sense after the first clue. Do you want me to just do the whole thing again, Sean?
No, I like the fact that it was absolute nonsense.
Do you want to just completely start again with the linky bit, or?
No, it'll make sense. Don't worry. Okay. It will make sense as soon as we're playing.
I'll tell you, after that botched intro, there's some pressure on these questions making sense, that is for sure.
Josh has got a big problem.
Let's check one of these facts as well. So
Richard Osman's job safe, innit?
Trust me, you'll like it. Right then. The first linky then. Are we all ready?
Yeah.
So the first question is, boy band containing Lee Ryan, which had hits such as One Love and All Rise. Bob, don't send me the answers to the question. Just send me your link.
Okay, sorry.
You can do, but just don't bombard me.
Did you actually send that in, Bob?
He did. Yeah.
I think Tosh was fairly certain you knew that. You don't need to prove it.
But I was just checking. I was being a nerd.
Okay.
Second question. 1066 battle that immediately preceded the Battle of Hastings. Remember, if you guess, you're out and you're wrong.
Well, I think I might send one in.
Just wait for Sean to send his answer in.
Oh, I don't even know if that's sent. No, do you know what? Give me another one.
Okay. Around the age of 66 in the UK, you can become a...
I should have gone in.
We've got a guess from Callum. We've got a guess from Sean. I'm not going to reveal if they're right or wrong. And the last clue then. Name of BBC Eurovision host before Graham Norton. Something Wogan.
I feel like I've lost a point there. Gutted.
Better to be safe than sorry, Sean, as you know.
True.
Still waiting on a guess from Bob.
I've got no idea.
Well, might have found a game that defeats Bob here.
Yeah.
Okay,
definitely Bobby. Might identify after the first clue as well. Sorry, no, that one blue. I'll get that. Take that.
Bob thought he had 4 points after that, getting no one who Lee Ryan was in. So, if we quickly run through the answers, the boy band containing Lee Ryan, which had hits such as One Love and All Rise, I'm sure most people got, was Blue. The next one was the 1066 battle that immediately preceded the Battle of Hastings, which was the Battle of Stamford Bridge. Sean was thinking he knew at that point, but he didn't guess, and then he guessed after the clue. Around the age of 66 in the UK, you become a pensioner. Sean, what was you thinking at that point?
Well, me thinking after the second one was, I got Blue and I thought it was Stamford Bridge, but it might not have been, if you know what I mean. I just know it's a famous battle. But I was thinking, that's got to be a Chelsea thing. But then I thought, again, Tosh might do that to throw me. And then as soon as the pension one came in, I knew it was Chelsea. So
2 points for Chelsea. Callum, now this could be a debatable one here. Callum put in after two. He said Chelsea nicknames.
Yeah, I think I'm wrong. No, I don't get that.
What do you reckon? I think he spotted the Chelsea bit. But also, does it apply to all the answers?
Bridge, are they?
Yeah.
No, I think I didn't. Yeah, I'm wrong. I didn't know what the answer to the second one was.
Oh, I see.
The Blues. I thought so the
Blues.
Yeah. So that's not that's wrong.
I think we're going to have to say that that's 0 points for Callum. That's the point of Linky. You've got to wait through all the clues. And the last one, Terry Wogan was their host of before Graham Norton. So Sean was actually correct because we had Terry, Stamford Bridge, Blue and Pensioner all linked to Chelsea.
What did Bob put?
I just put John Terry.
I should have. So the only thing I got from Bob were two answers to the questions. So...
This is because your explanation was so bad.
Yeah.
Even so Bob didn't get it.
I'll do the explanation at the end once you've gone.
Bob's so after this before as well.
After the first round, we've got Sean with 2 points, Bob and Callum with zero.
That's when you know the game's shit if Sean's winning.
No, it's just more an intellectual one, so that's why Sean's dominating.
I'm a big fan of Linky.
Right then, second Linky. First question. The football team David Beckham was part of the creation of in the US of A. Second question. City in England with train stations Piccadilly, Victoria and Oxford Road. No guesses so far. Third question.
That's not a serious guess, by the way, Tosh.
You're starting to ruin it, don't you, Bob? Third question. Katy Perry hit from 2010 about an explosive or pyrotechnic device.
Oh. I really want to come in here.
Well, you've got a bit of a wiggle room to play with, Sean. No one else has guessed, so you'd still be leading guaranteed, even if you got it wrong. Want me to read the next question?
The only one I don't think the thing I'm thinking of applies to the first clue.
Okay.
That's my main worry.
Fourth question then. Luigi's plumber friend from the video games.
I need to back myself here.
But they're the four questions, just waiting for the answers. I've got an answer from Sean, an answer from Callum. Just waiting on Bob.
I'm not going to give you an answer there, so stick with my one from before.
I'm not reading that out though, Bob.
Oh, I've just realised how it applies to the first clue.
Hmm.
I was thinking of the second.
Yeah, that was why I did that one first, to be honest. Okay, then. So let's read through them answers. We had football team David Beckham created, which was Inter Miami. We then had the city with stations Piccadilly, Victoria and Oxford Road, which was Manchester. Katy Perry hit was Firework. No one still guessed this point. And then Luigi's plumber friend from the video games, Mario. Callum, what do you reckon?
The Balotelli.
Sean?
Yeah, same.
Correct. So he had the starts his career at Inter, famous for Manchester, obviously all the stuff with fireworks, and Mario, obviously, finishing it off. So, a point for Sean and Callum.
After Miami and Manchester, I said shitholes for my guess.
You're not really in the spirit of the game here, are you, Bob?
I wasn't getting that in a million years.
Why not?
Bob's hating on this.
I'm not hating on it. Just I wasn't getting it, so I thought I might as well go sabotage.
Sabotage yourself.
Right, then. Like, yeah. Final linky, then. First question. Country in Central America where tequila originated. Second question. Who is the oldest player to play for England in a World Cup? Callum looks like he's going to have a guess.
I'm going to throw in a guess. I need it to win, don't I? So I'll throw it in.
Callum has guessed. If he gets it and Sean doesn't get the answer at all, he might have won.
Will I win?
I think I've kind of went way a bit wrong, but I think...
Yeah. Third question. What did the Beatles want to hold in their hit song?
Yeah. Got it. Oh, God. I can't wait how to type on this.
Bob's in.
I hope I've worded it right as well.
That you can't see your answer. So all the answers are in, so let's get the final clue just to see. Neptune, Zeus, and Poseidon are all examples of what? Okay, all the answers are in, so we don't need to wait much time. First one, we had country in Central America where tequila originated, Mexico. Who is the oldest player to play for England in a World Cup? Was Peter Shilton in 1990. At this point, Callum guessed. What did you guess, Callum?
I guessed a Maradona event. I knew it was Diego Maradona, wasn't it?
I'll give you that one.
No, I'm in charge of the quiz, so.
No, you can't have Maradona event.
Well, third question. What did the Beatles want to hold in their song? Was your hand. So hand. At that point, Bob also guessed Maradona, as did Sean. But what did you say, Sean?
I put Maradona's goal. Because it's now, is it not specifically about the goal, though?
Yeah. Me thinking was. I was thinking of his first goal in the 86 World Cup quarterfinal.
That's just a bit too...
That's the clink, though, is all about the goal. It was in Mexico.
My problem is, yeah, exactly. My problem is I mean, they all sort of do link Maradona, but they were all specifically about that goal. It was in Mexico. It was beating Peter Shilton to the ball. It was the hand of God, as Neptune, Zeus, and Poseidon are all example of gods.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to give Sean two. I don't know if I can dish out points. No, I'm giving zero to Bob and Callum.
I was actually going to go Maradona's goal after the second clue. But then I thought...
You should have gone for Peter Reid trailing after him.
We're going to get that as an answer, Bob.
You definitely could.
Correct question. Peter Reid like, looking like a slow coach is the answer to what question?
Could have easily done that, I reckon.
So, at the end of that, final scores... Bob, unfortunately, with a zero. Very, very, very hard. That on a keeping up appearances game. Callum, 1 point. Very harsh. They're very unlucky on two, Callum, I've got to say.
Deserved a point there.
Yeah, Bob could deserve one at the end. And Sean with 5 points. An annihilation, really, Sean.
I'd say that.
Found Sean's game.
The link is.
Add that to the leaderboard, Sean. I think you should get an extra point.
He's on one now.
Maybe I might do the explanation at the start again. Seamless apart from that.
That was very good. That's awesome.
I meant to say at the start, it could be like a player, a team, an event, which may have helped with the last one, but I tried to do something.
Yeah, that's what screwed me over.
Can Linky come back again, do you reckon? Can Linky do
it?
Yeah, it was great. Nice one, Tosh.
Definitely.
So next up is Maroon 5. As always, we'll look at last week's winner, and our topic last week was best strike partnerships, and our winner was Phillips and Quinn. Quite a close vote. Was it Colin York second, I think? But yeah, with 32%.
Outrageous.
Phillips and Quinn are going to the island and joining all the usual suspects. Callum was the winner with Phillips and Quinn. So remember, Callum in this new season is able to vote a person out. So onto our poll, there's only going to be 4 people, and Callum gets to elect who he thinks misses out. This week's one, we're going to tap into a common sort of trend over the last week on social media, which has been the idea of a Barclaysman. The lads at Cultures Pod first brought it to my attention anyway. Sean, how would you define the Barclaysman?
I don't know, the Barclaysman's a bit of a myth, isn't it?
Yeah.
So obviously, like, there's a saying on social media of like, oh, like prime Barclays or pure Barclays, and it refers to a very specific time within football, that era of like early to mid noughties football, or yeah, to late noughties football. But famously, the Cultures lads, Fionn and James, they've defined it quite loosely, as in it's not confined, the players aren't confined to that time. There can be many characteristics that fit the Barclaysman,
yeah,
which would be, it could be maybe a feeling it gives you, a player that you like. Maybe they were rubbish, but they gave you a feeling. Maybe they take you back to a time when football was great. Or it could be a player who is part of those games, famously at like a house party in someone's kitchen, when you name them. And then they'd be included in that thread of players that you've just remembered.
We never got invited.
Carl, you actually didn't, did you? So a Barclaysman, very much a specific type of player who maybe could fit into that mould.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I think it's one of them, if you know, don't you, sort of thing. It's very
it just feels right when you say it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're not going to just name classic Barclaysmen because we think that's been done a bit to death, and I don't think we could do as good a job as some people. But what we're going to suggest is people who are playing in the current day. So currently, I think they're all Premier League players we're going to go for, who we think in a few years' time could be part of them conversation. So Barclaysmen of the modern day. So we're all going to put one forward and see what you all think. It'd be good if people could comment as well with their ideas as well. That'd be really good, because I think there's probably lots of good solutions to that one. Who wants to go and put their player first?
I'll go second.
God, they're all jumping forward this week.
Can I go first? Why did you want to go first? Tosh, no?
No, you and Bob jumped in.
Oh, that's good. So for my Barclaysman nomination, I'm going to go through a player who has played for one Premier League club. He's been at them since 2018, although it wasn't his boyhood club at all. He actually started his career at St Mirren. I think that was his local team, through the ranks there, and stayed in Scotland stayed in Scotland.
Celtic.
Was it?
Famously a big Celtic fan.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. I didn't say support, the same minute, to be fair, said there was a local team that went through the ranks.
Pretty sure he's born in Glasgow, so probably would be Celtic, his local team, but carry on.
Thanks, Bob.
Born in Glasgow, yeah.
For some reason. Hated Linky. Hate M5.
I'd start again, Callum, if I were you.
Rather shocker.
Carry on, Sean, or start again?
No, I'm enjoying it. Go ahead.
Okay.
How far did you get?
Stayed in Scotland for 6 years. Unfortunately, never played for his boyhood club, Celtic. Couldn't get a look in there, so he went to St Mirren. Stayed in Scotland for 6 years, and then came across the border where he joined Aston Villa. He's played over 200 times for Villa. My player, which you might have guessed, is John McGinn. I think he's kind of just a classic Premier League player. He's kind of that. He's of that ilk where it's like a 7 or 8 out of 10 every week kind of thing. He's not absolutely unbelievable. He doesn't really play rubbish. He's just kind of a consistent performer. Left footed, which I think helps. Scores the odd kind of blasty, yeah. Yeah. Which I think is I think that's a good mark of a Barclaysman. I think every now and again he'll score like a screamer, hit it on the volley or just blast it and it goes in. I think that's a good sign of a Barclaysman, I think. And yeah, I think the fact that he stayed at one Premier League club for so long, obviously dipped into the Championship with them and that came back up. Consistent performer. My other theory with John McGinn is that, which possibly be harsh on John McGinn, I don't know, but if he was a bit easier on the eye, I think he'd play for if he was better looking, I think he'd be a better team. But he just, yeah, he doesn't look great physically. He doesn't look like that great of a footballer, quite short and squat. And like on the telly, he just doesn't like move well. He doesn't look good. But he's great at what he does. He uses his attributes well. And I think, again, another sign of a Barclaysman is someone who maximises their potential and their kind of attributes. As Sean said before, they don't necessarily need to be like these unbelievable players. But what they've got, they do it very well, and that's what they're remembered for. So, yeah. Also a bit of a knock.
I was going to say, a bit of the snideness helps out.
Yeah, he's got that about him as well. Snide shit. TM. Can you put like a trademark there or something, John?
No.
I'm going to say that.
I think he's underrated as a footballer as well. I think he's actually a very good player, John McGinn.
No, yeah, no, I think he's good, but I think he's underrated because he doesn't look the part. I think that's kind of a bit of his problem.
Good goal celebration as well.
What's a celebration?
He does something massive. Yeah, I like it.
Good. So, well, yeah, my nomination, John McGinn.
Most sensible thing you've ever said, Cal.
Is he really tore it apart.
His first five facts were all wrong.
I know, yeah, but suggestion-wise, it was just the way he delivered it.
Yeah. I agree, Cal. John McGinn was high on my list as well. I think another trait of a Barclaysman is that they don't seem to take footy too seriously. As in, like...
Or life in general.
Yeah.
Because he is just McGinn. He's a big dafty, isn't he?
Yeah, very much a dafty, which is a great Scottish word as well. Yeah. But, all the videos they have all the time, it's always him just, like, being stupid at training or, like, someone's interviewing him and he's just not really taking it seriously. He just seems to be one of them who, like, is in footy just for the laugh. But I definitely think my thing was the fact that he's not a looker definitely adds to his case. Definitely. I think it sticks in your head more as well. John McGinn sticks in your head more. Obviously, he's a very good player, but one of the first things most people say about him is, not been blessed there, has he? This is me talking.
Unlike us, yeah.
John McGinn's dead fit, man.
I've never considered John McGinn's looks, to be fair.
No.
Yeah. And he's the kind of player that you absolutely like. When we play Villa, I hate John McGinn, but like as soon as the game's finished, like, oh, yeah, he was great there. And then rest of the season, you're like, he's boss, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's one of those. I think a big thing with the Barclaysman as well is generally football fans really like them. You can't be a Barclaysman if you divide people, and I don't think John McGinn does that. I think he's very likable.
Unless
I don't
particularly like playing him. Against him.
You don't like him?
No.
See, I think you've just been fooled by the snide shit.
No, I'd like to think
you've been fooled by Cal being factually incorrect before.
I'd like to think I've done enough on this. I've done enough on this podcast to show that Snidechip is something I very much enjoy. I don't think he is. I think on Saturday, in fact, when he got done with the snide, Ben White outsnided him on Saturday. Did you see that one?
Yeah, that was good.
So I think he's a bit of a fake Snideman. I think
you were buzzing before when Cam mentioned Snideship.
I know, I love Snideship. I'm saying that he said it was a key part of it. I completely agree. I think that helped people remember it. But yeah, no, there's sort of, and I know the point is you maybe don't like him. I also think he's slightly overrated as a footballer, to be honest. But
no, that's you're wrong.
Yeah, you are. Hibs legend as well.
Hibs legend who left him to go to second division champ Villa, yeah.
Yeah, he is a Hibs legend. Well, Hibs legend for me. When I used to go and watch Hibs when me and Phil used to go games and that, like they had like some absolute dossers, like they had like Grant Hull playing. Do you ever remember F.A. Ambrose used to play for Celtic? The yeah. worst footballer I've ever seen.
Did you see?
John McGinn was just like a shine of light within
Derek,
the
Derek Riordan.
Yeah.
And terrible Stokes players. Baller.
Yeah, and also Cal mentions the Blasties, like that volley scored yeah. in the Championship for Villa is actually incredible.
Yeah, no, that is a brilliant goal. And again, I do think there's an element which we'll discuss. I think there's that. I think there's the Premier League years element. He has got some great goals, some moments that you would see on Premier League years. I think
yeah.
a lot of discussion comes around that. So yeah, no, I do think it's a good suggestion. I just don't particularly like him.
Me or John?
No, both. Both. Right then, Callum set us off with a flyer there. I think who wants to come in next? Bob, you were keen to go before. Do you want to now come in?
Yeah, I'll.
I'll go.
I already have, so you can't criticise me. So I am gonna go for somebody who is now playing for his boyhood club, and quite like his footballing tale. I think that's what qualifies him for a Barclaysman. He's again made the most out of his abilities, or probably rather his size, really. He's an absolute brute of a left back / centre half. His career, he's a little bit of a nomad, really, in his earlier career. Played for Fulham, Birmingham, on loan, which is where I signed him from when he used to play FIFA. Wigan, Brighton. Now he's, I wouldn't say first on the team sheet at his boyhood club, but he's now had quite a good career at Newcastle United, and I do actually hate Newcastle, so I'm surprised I've gone for him. But I'm going for Dan Byrne, who seems quite a character on and off the pitch, and I quite like that he signed for his boyhood club around the age of 30, which I just think is quite a nice thing, really. As I said before, kind of made the most out of what he has. No flashes of brilliance anywhere, but he's just quite a solid footballer. I think he's a bit of a throwback in the way he plays the game. Dan Byrne is my suggestion. I think he's got four fingers on one hand, so I think that is the definition of a Barclaysman, really.
I think the culture lads mentioned that as well, I think.
Yeah. So he's straight on the island.
Being a big brute helps in there, I reckon, in the Barclaysman as well.
That was my main thinking. And when you think of Barclaysman, you think of early Barclays, Fulham, Wigan, and then Brighton, who've become like the modern day great Premier League team. So
even Newcastle,
not them. I hate them.
I think being massive helps, like as you say, but not just the brute, just being dead tall, like
6 foot seven, and there's all those. I wouldn't say they were memes with the pictures of him stood next to his teammates, and his teammates are probably like normal size, but he's 6'7", so he just looks insane.
Yeah. And he seems to be like very good for morale, doesn't he? Like, I reckon, like, obviously, he must be buzzing playing for Newcastle, but it's one of them where, like, if they were ever getting rid of players, they'd probably just keep him around just for the banter.
Yeah.
He just seems to be great for the banter.
And I think his song at Newcastle is to the tune of Pretty Green Eyes, so that gets him on the island, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's quite well thought out for my
my
suggestions.
You did a good reading of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's always good when you can. It's always good when the first 30 seconds is uninterrupted as well, which Callum didn't get. So.
Well, I got all my facts right, didn't I? So.
I think I got one fact on that he wasn't local to St Mirren. I don't know where he was born.
Bob corrected seven times, but every time the answer was actually Celtic.
Who did he make his debut against, Bob?
St Mirren.
Celtic.
Yeah. No, I do think that's a good suggestion. I think he is one of them people that people will remember. One of them players, sorry, people will remember and will be calling on years to come. Again, I also just don't like him. But
sorry, I've just thought of a counter to it, though. Do you know one thing I think I've got and I think you're going to bring in, Tosh? I think...
I put effort into that Marine 5 there and you're slagging it off.
No, just listen, Bob. Very defensive.
No.
One thing I think brings Barclaysman down is the English or like the homegrown side of things.
Well, I was going to say that at one point with Callum. I do actually think the better Barclaysmen were not born on these isles.
I do completely think, agree. Yeah.
I was going to say, and then we got on to John McGinn's looks. So I didn't. That was actually going to be my point. I prefer, just my own choice. I know Barclays, it's individual to people, but I much prefer a foreign Barclaysman.
Yeah. Very unlike you, Tosh.
I just think, particularly of when you think of the definition of like naming footballers, like when lads get together and name footballers, it's very rare you end up naming English players. You always for like the foreigners.
I think I like the idea of
how many times have people said Nicky Hunt?
That's something similar to you. I know. I was just about to say, I like the idea of with Dan Byrne. I knew he was at Wigan. I knew, but I like the idea of just like someone coming in you've never heard of. I don't know who else he played for and so on. To say, which I will tee up with mine. Maybe I could jump in next with anyone else, unless anyone's got any thoughts.
I'll just fire up Google so I can see everything you say. Well,
I actually believe, Bob, you've led me on to my first point. I actually think it's not about facts and stats, the Barclaysman. I couldn't care if I get these stats wrong. I haven't looked at one stat for my player. It's just who I. It's an inspirational thought. And mine is going to be Thomas Souček of West Ham. The reason I'm going for Thomas is that I think, a bit like what we've mentioned in a few things, he's got enough moments. He's come in. He's a bit of a big grok himself. In the middle of the pitch, doesn't look like he should be playing in the middle of the pitch. He looks a bit like a classic David Moyes, just wanting to play some big fella in every position. But his goal record, from my memory, is pretty good. And I think, you know, there was a year, I think it might have been the first full season he had. It was the COVID season. I remember him scoring at Goodison and scoring lots of winning goals, lots of the time from corners, but also last year an absolute screamer at Goodison. And I think, yeah, he's just got lots of them moments, lots of good goals, lots of just very scrappy, getting on the end of things, winning first headers from corners. He also adds the foreign element to it from Czechia, I think you're supposed to call it these days. But yeah, I don't know where he played before. Don't really care. He's just come to the Barclays and he's rocked it from the minute. And every time you sort of think with him, because you look at him and you don't think he's the best footballer. And in my head, I was thinking, well, you know, they've got a new manager who's going to play some football, West Ham, Lopetegui. It probably, he might be surplus to requirements, but he's there, he's scoring on Saturday. So I think he just brings that one. He's a name. He's definitely a name that if you list them footballers, someone could definitely say Thomas Souček. And yep. I just think he ticks all the boxes, but I'm willing to hear other people's thoughts. Sean, you look like you're agreeing with me, so I'm going to you first.
No, I absolutely was agreeing with you. I think a big part of what you said links into mine. But he absolutely is one of those people that, like, in 10, 15 years' time, that will be part. He'll be part of that, like, the lore of, like, naming players. It'd be our, remember Thomas Souček?
Yeah.
And they'll even say, which I think helps, they'll be able to specify the time when he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He didn't come in and just, like, I mean, because, again, the Barclaysman can be terrible, but he actually had the time when he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's one of the best players in the league.
I think he's got the benefits of playing his best football under a proper Barclaysman of a manager as well.
Also, a good point.
Moyes.
Yeah,
like he's the only slight criticism would be he's a poor man's Marouane Fellaini. But I think for modern day, I reckon that's a very good suggestion.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Bob.
I like that point. But I wish I'd have made it myself. I'm thinking we're struggling to go with an obvious one. On Bob's idea, could the fifth suggestion today could be a Barclaysman manager that we put into the mix? Someone in a manager might talk about.
Would that also be modern day though?
I don't know.
Slaven Bilic.
Also a player, but Barclaysman in the first sense.
Yeah.
Right then, without further ado then, Sean, wrap us up.
Okay, so mine goes very much down your train of thought, Tosh, but I put in the group, I was thinking of someone else to start with who actually, I think I had a good case, but I have kind of contradicted it in everything I've said. Because the one player I was thinking of was Harry Maguire. This isn't my answer before you shout at me, but me thinking for him was, I think he, the type of player he is, he doesn't exist in within the current world of football. And I think based on the fact that everyone hates him, I think that shows. But he could easily have played for like Norwich 2004, like round then. He could just a big, massive centre half. But the player I'm going for is a foreigner, and has the life of a movie, like a had the transfer that literally was made in a movie. So I'm going for a Newcastle favourite now. A player who is loved by Newcastle fans, and I'd say is liked by the rest of the fan, like other teams' fan base as well. I'm going for Miggy Almiron, who made the transfer from the MLS to Newcastle. So literally following in the footsteps of Santiago Muniz. Maybe what?
I thought that's what you were going for, to be honest.
Exactly. So
it's where you build it.
Barclays than that, does it? So obviously he made that move to the MLS, which is famously not a very successful path, that is it, from the MLS to England. But then I think what helps him is the fact that, from what I remember, I, like Tosh, also haven't done much research. I'm not sure when he arrived. Was it 2018, something like that, around just before COVID? I don't even know.
Feels about right.
Yeah, he didn't he have like months where he didn't score?
I was going to say, you could tell he was good though. So even when he was rushed at the time, you knew he was probably going to be good. So he was likable.
He just wasn't scoring, was he?
He just knew,
yeah. Yeah, and then, so I think that helps the fact that he came in with all this like hype around him, based off the goal similarities. Then ended up bombing, which most people expected. But the fact that he did that anyway, I think makes him quite Barclays. And if he'd have had a terrible career, if he'd have been sold after that, people would still mention his name. Oh, God, remember Almiron? But the fact he's totally turned the corner and come the other side, I think makes him even more Barclays. Yes, Bob.
Has he kind of gone the other way as well now as well? He's kind of gone shit again.
Well, yeah. But again, that, if anything, helps.
So you're talking about the era of when he was good?
Yeah. Because he's now on the way out at Newcastle, let's be honest. And he's not a starting player anymore. But there was that time when he was awful. Then he did all right. Then Jack Grealish, probably at Villa, is your Hall of Famer, guaranteed Barclaysman. And then
I was kind of thinking Grealish because you got the Beckham element.
Yeah, and the fact he just loves a bevy in that.
Yeah.
So he breaks the stereotype, but then I think he's now not anymore because he's the definition of, like,
yeah.
Pep Guardiola is the opposite of a Barclaysman, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Grealish no longer fits the mold, and the fact that he said that about Almiron, which then kick-started the greatest form he's ever had in his career, just adds to it. The anti-Barclaysman ended up creating the biggest Barclaysman in the Premier League currently. And he ended up playing so well, didn't he? Send them to Champions League and everything.
And I just think he had
that low to then come up here. So really, the fact that he is on the slide, he's on his way out, it actually doesn't matter because, again, he's quite liked by general football fans. He's loved by Newcastle fans. And again, I think he's one of those players that in 15 years' time, we'll all remember him for the impact he's had in England. So I reckon he's a Barclaysman through and through.
I think it's a good case. I think he's a great player. I love him. It's just exciting, isn't he? But I also think that maybe there might be some exception to this, but in my head, I think of a Barclaysman where you couldn't see them play for another team, really. But in that like era, they played for, and they were great in that era for that team.
Yeah.
Like, you can't like see them elsewhere, which, I mean, maybe I'll get to it later on either side, but I don't know if that works against Dan Burn, that he was a bit of a nomad. I'm not sure, like, a Barclays manure.
Yeah, but he was a nomad. He was a nomad in the championship, wasn't he?
I'm saying, but I just, yeah, no, there's, I don't.
He's an empowersman.
You, I don't know. You like to think of them in a certain age, a certain team. You can't see them for another team, which I think is a bit of a sign of a Barclaysman, I think.
Yeah, you probably are. Like, to be
fair, I don't know.
I think Suchek is a good one as well. I just think, like, you just think Suchek, West Ham, that's it, and then like.
See, I think there's a bit of both, though, isn't it? Because you're like, you've got like your Charles and Zompiers.
Yeah.
Who played for loads of Barclays teams, but that, the thing, Dan Burn, he didn't hop around the Premier League, did he? Like, I'll be honest, didn't know he played for Fulham. Never have known that. So, like, I don't think his nomad, him being a nomad, doesn't really apply like it would for Nzogbia, who just seemed to bounce from like iconic Barclays teams from one to the other. Yeah, I don't know if Dan Burn's had the iconic status at anyone else other than the fact everyone loves the fact he plays for Newcastle, because everyone's like, ah, I wish that was me.
Or your club, yeah.
No one, and like, no, actually, that.
What was the actual brief?
Barclays.
Was it biggest Barclaysman? Because I think that means I win.
Oh, you mean tallest?
Yeah. That's what I interpreted as.
Oh, well, let's see how Callum interprets it, shall we?
Okay.
Well, I actually
just on factually wrong.
Just on Callum's point, though, I think it's just a different type of Barclaysman. I think that's the beauty of the Barclaysman. I think it can be a one-club player.
Yeah.
But I also think that there will definitely be, and Zogby is a good shot, there will definitely be lots of Barclaysmen who've played for four Premier League clubs, definitely. I just think it's a different breed. I think you're right, though, Callum. I agree with you. I think with Almiron, it does add to it. The fact that he's like the only club he might potentially play for is Newcastle. But I don't think that should rule out Dan Burn personally. Although you're the one who literally can't rule him out, so do as you please.
And I will do. I think, yeah.
Kyle, Sean was the one who pranked you the other day, so.
Oh, we can't keep harping back to that.
Go on, Sean.
Before you discard, should we do the obvious one and then you discard one?
Do it.
Right. So, thanks, lads. We've decided that for the obvious one, it was a bit of a tricky one because there's no obvious one for this. So it was a little bit. Yeah, it was quite hard to work out, so we've decided to do what we sometimes do and go for an Everton player. So we've decided that the most Barclays Everton player is probably Seamus Coleman. He's a very old school player, very old school defender.
Very old as well.
Yeah, very old. And yeah, could easily have fitted in the type of character he is back in the Barclays days. So yeah, he's the fifth one today. So now it's up to Callum, though, to eliminate one of us.
And he can't eliminate Coleman, am I right in saying?
Yeah, the obvious one has to stay.
Okay, so it might be obvious which one I'm going for, but the reason is I don't think Newcastle now are what you would call a Barclaysman team. I don't think I view them, or many people would view them as that now in this current era. So I think it's wrong that there's two Newcastle players will be in the running for the best Barclaysman at the moment. So unfortunately, one of them has to go.
I'm through.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Almiron. Unfortunately, Dan Burn doesn't make it to the poll for the votes. He's not my... He wouldn't be my idea of a Barclaysman, Dan Burn. I'm not too sure he's got that.
You're just saying that because he's not from Croydon?
Me, because John McGinn. Oh, you might be. I thought if he was, you'd have known, Bob. So,
what are your thoughts on that, Bob?
I can't say I care, to be honest.
Fair play. Here's Callum. That's the power he gets for winning last week. You see, so make sure you're voting this week. So, quickly to round up our modern day Barclaysman, we've got John McGinn,
Dan Almiron,
Thomas Suchek, and Seamus Coleman. No, you will not see anything about Dan Burn. Can you please get over to X and vote in the poll to see who is sent off the island? If you could also give us any of your suggestions, that would be great as well. Be interesting to see that as a big debate. Right then, go on, Sean.
All I was going to say was, like, obviously we can't have five, because there's a saying, isn't it? You can count the number of people you can have on a pole on one of Dan Burn's hands.
Well done.
I like it.
I got there.
Get him on the island.
That's what I wanted to say.
You've obviously been watching my. You've been watching my explanation of Linky. This, I'd say.
Have you just had a stroke?
Yeah, that's the last time I try a joke on the podcast.
That's the expert.
Yeah.
Right then, should we get this week's game? Unless Sean's got any more gags.
Yeah, Sean's just pranked himself there.
I know. Good job I'm in charge of the edit, innit? Jeez. Right, so it's time to put our names in the wheel. So we've gone three games this week. We've got the smaller game, which is Brentford-Southampton. Then we've got United-Liverpool. And then we've decided to throw a little curveball. I think we did this once last season. And as it's the Old Firm derby, we've decided to throw that into. So Celtic Rangers makes up our final three. So if we spin the wheel, let's see which teams we'll be playing with. It's landed on Brentford-Southampton.
That's a nightmare, that.
I know. Anyone got any thoughts on this absolute barnstormer of a game?
Nope.
Absolutely
not. Although I did get, now's the time to mention I got the score right last week. So
did you?
I did. 2-0 Villa I had. 2-0 Arsenal I had.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what. I had a good Super 6, you was, hadn't you?
Literally, I nearly won the jackpot. Well, no, I was out by the first game, but in some ways, well, five. But
moral victory for Tosh.
Every game I was one goal away. I had the right results in every game, and every I got one correct score in every other game. So like, I had 3-0 for Everton. I had West Ham to win 2-1 when the 2-0 just robbed. But I still didn't even make the cut on Twitter. You cut me off the leaderboard.
I'm only doing a top five.
Yeah, because you've got special mention six or something. And it's called the Super Six. It's
top. You've got, yeah, it's the Super Six. What Tosh wants.
You know what? That's you might be right. Super Six, I will do the top six from now on.
Don't do it next week. I probably won't be in it next week.
Have you noticed that Lewis
No.
No, smashing it, isn't
he? I know.
Bear's guess has been as good as mine this week.
My Burner account.
If you're listening, Keith, well done anyway.
Yeah, well done, Keith.
Yeah. I'll be on your tail, though. Don't you worry about that. You just can't see me because Sean didn't put on the leaderboard. I reckon just go straight to the game because literally, apart from the fact both teams will probably be slightly bit finishing above Evan, I don't care. Remember, do you get two guesses, Sean, as well, because you won the first game?
No, we're not doing that, are we? Because then that's not fair on you again.
Well, it always has been. I just don't moan about it. I just get on with it.
No, I'll just go. I'll just do one. Let's be honest, two's not going to help me.
I was going to say, your one's usually pretty good anyway. So,
okay, so let's do a prediction for Brentford Southampton. Even if we're not going to talk about it,
3-1 Brentford,
2-0 Brentford,
1-0 Brentford. Gosh, I didn't write these down. I didn't write them down there.
I go 0-0.
To who?
You say 2-0, Callum?
Yeah.
Right then, number Sean.
Okay, so our generator is ready. Obviously, always between 50 and 450. And our number is 388.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Another absolute monster, just like last week.
We can ruin our Brentford immediately.
That's not a good big problem, are we?
Have we ever had a big number like this for Southampton?
Well, they were in the championship last. They were in the championship last year, so there's a good chance we only might have covered them like once.
I think we did. I only remember doing them once.
I could probably check, but I don't want to check in case it's close.
No, I think I picked a Baldy.
Did you pick Chris Marsden?
I did, didn't I, Chrissy Marsden? Yeah. Okay. Song of the week.
What's the most Barclaysman song?
Well, is it going to be Beautiful Day by you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or it could be like, it could be like a classic FIFA tune is the other thing you could potentially do.
What's the least shit Oasis song?
I don't think that exists, does it?
You're literally facing the queue for getting tickets today, but
I can't believe that. Well, you're going to slag them off, but they're desperate to be there.
No, I'm not desperate. I'll go for the sake of it, but...
Yeah, they probably won't sell out the ticket, so they will need you there.
Yeah. It also costs you about 200 quid.
Yeah, I want to go just in case Griffin doesn't get a ticket.
Yeah, Beautiful Day is a good shout. Or what was it? Could it be like the Tiny Temper one that was the Barclays, the Premier League song? What, like, you know, like some of them ones? Stars. Yeah.
I
what was the one just before
beautiful,
that?
Beautiful Day.
What was the one that was before?
If we're doing like. If it's meant to be like modern, it's like that Tom Grennan one that's on the sky.
Fuck that.
No,
can we not just have Gillette? That's the best song ever.
That's what he's talking about, isn't he?
No, it isn't.
Are you talking about Gillette, weren't you, Callum?
No, he's not.
Found what I'm looking for or something like that.
Yeah, found what I've been looking for.
Beautiful Day, got to be.
Nah, I'm going Gillette.
I'm not sending the recording if it's not.
That Gillette is genuinely a proper Barclays tune.
It is. I love when he goes every time you see him doing gigs. Now that all fans are requesting him do, even though it's not actually a song.
Yeah,
because he
put on Spotify and he was like, "I finally folded," because everyone wants it. Honestly, it's unbelievable. Right, there's your song. You can shove your U2s. We're going for Tom Grennan, Gillette, the best a man can get. And you know what? It's only a minute long, I think. So listen to it three times. That's how good it is.
That one, Maloko.
What's that? You have to sing it, Tosh.
Give me a minute. I was trying to see some of the other ones. Maloko's Time Is Now. Your time is now. Don't know the word. Let's make this moment last.
I think you're onto something there, Tosh.
That's a great one. Do you know what? Because Tosh sang it.
Just listen to Tosh doing that for 3 minutes. On loop.
Yeah,
I've got to listen to me here. And someone's saying Loving Each Day by Ronan Keating. Was that a song for the football? I don't remember that.
Surely not.
That'd be it if it was.
That might have been
what about
Back to the Day?
What about Easy Like Sunday Morning for Goals on Sunday with Cammy?
Shout as well, yeah. And Ben Shepherd. It's got all these songs here. It's got like Labyrinth, Tom Ridden. It's got Ronan Keating on his day and 13 from the list is Ford generic guitar track. Does anyone know that one? Can anyone sing that one for us?
What a banger that is.
Come on, what are we going for then?
I think it's
definitely not Beautiful Day. That's already been ruled out.
I'm going to pull rank here. I'm going to say Bob was voted out of Maroon 5. He gets a pick.
Maloko.
I can't remember what was whatever one Tosh sang.
Time is now, Maloko.
Yeah, okay.
As much as I love Gillette, I think it's got to be that one.
Yeah.
So what's it
and
called?
That can be the jingle for the pod as well now. Tosh singing that.
Maloko. Was it Time Is Now?
Time Is Now, Maloko. Yeah, go on, listen to it.
Did Maloko sing it back as well? Listen to that as well. Great song.
Unbelievable.
I actually do think that is the most Barclays as well, so.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, there we go. Fifth member of the pod.
Hello.
Is she giving an answer rather than you having a guess, Sean?
Do you think if I just did this, no one would even notice that it changed? Just a little baldy.
She'd definitely give a better answer than you, Sean.
Who do you think? Go on, whisper to him. Right, I actually need to think now. She's going to have to just sit there.
Go on. We have done Southampton before for 286, and your guess wasn't Chris Marsden, so have we done Southampton twice?
Oh, I did Doddy.
You did do Doddy.
Did he?
Doddy.
I did Doddy, right?
I was just trying to see mine wasn't the same. So yeah, because I've got an idea and I was just checking I hadn't done it before.
Can I just check amongst all this? I've forgotten the number.
388.
It doesn't matter for you, Sean.
388. Okay.
Just 60 less than Doddy had.
Why was he more? Are we like 400 somewhere?
Yeah, you were about 200 out that time.
Okay. Right. I'm just going to mute in case she shouts.
Alan, does yours not play for Southampton anymore?
Correct.
Does he take free kicks?
Yeah.
He's already been guest. Yeah, he's been guest.
I think you couldn't. So you can't guess the same player.
But the same team. Could,
no. Not for the same, yeah, for the same team. Bob guessed him, actually.
I wonder if that's what the number he was.
But that's always been a rule.
That has been a rule.
It has, to be fair, Cal.
Get thinking, Callum.
Deep trouble there.
I need time anyway.
But how are you meant to, how do we know who's been guessed?
Well, unless you want to guess him or Doddy, you don't need to. Doddy, Ricky Lambert.
Yeah.
I've lost the page again.
I've written three down.
So I've only got one.
I'm gonna need another minute.
You said Shane Long that time, Callum as well, so you can't say him.
Okay.
I've just had a last minute Sean idea and I don't know whether he played for either team, but he's a great Barclaysman. Should I go for sabotage? Should I go for a full-on kamikaze mission?
I've literally got one. And I'm...
Yeah, I'm just going to go the one that I've got. You're muted, Sean.
I've got three, but I'm confident on one. Because I've got more, I'll go later.
I'm going to go for the one I've got, but there's no way he's close.
Are we all ready then?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Anyone want to go first?
No.
I'll go first.
Go on then.
Yeah, I mean, tough on this, wasn't it? It was the one fixture that we didn't want out of the three. I was thinking of one player who possibly, I think, might have been close. But I was banned from saying him as he had been a previous guest last year. So I'll go a player I think hasn't been guest before, but he's definitely been mentioned on the podcast a lot. I think he will be much higher than the figure given. But I will go with Matt Letizia, if that is a legal answer, given previous guesses.
Yeah, acceptable.
Yeah, good. I'll go Matt Letizia.
Mr. Ward-Prowse would have been 22 out, just for your records, Callum.
But I feel like that could possibly be a winning shot, that. I feel like that'd be close then.
I'll go for James Ward-Prowse then.
Yeah, you can have Bob. You can have him, Bob. I'll go next.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I struggled massively with this. I couldn't think of even a Brentford player. No, who'd played more than like 150 for certain. So certainly went nowhere near that. Southampton, I just had to go similar era to Callum's guess and good friends, I believe, with Callum's guess and a man who's done a lot of like marathons and stuff for charity. Francis Franny Benali is my guess. I remember he was in my thinking for last time. Were you going to go, I'm sure?
He was one of me three. But
one of my three as well.
Oh, no. Apologies. Hopefully that's a good answer then. If we've got Sean thinking it must be a good answer.
I'm happy because either way, I've got an answer, so I'm sound. Do you want to go next, Bob?
No, you got
both of mine are defenders. In fact, one of them might have been said, unless it was just floated last time. So, similar era to the latter stages, anyway, of Matt Letizia. I'm going for someone who may have been their captain, and I think was their years. I'm going for Klaus Lundekvam. Man.
Ooh, that he is a Barclaysman, him.
He is.
He is, yeah, that's very true.
So a couple of mine got pinched. So I'm struggling here. I'm gonna go for. I was gonna go for Stephen Davis, but can't go for him on Old Firm week. So I'll go for Jose Font.
He was my third.
Was he? So it's shit guess then.
Well, three of the four I've written down. Do you know what I had?
Oh, right, okay.
I thought there'd be too many. But that didn't stop me last week, so.
Right then, results are in. As you can guess by some of our tentative answers, there's some a very mixed bag of answers, really. And let's start then with the first person in fourth with 288 appearances, so 100 out. It's Jose Fonte.
Ooh, fucking hell.
There's a baby in the room here, Tosh. Hey, Bob.
Sorry. Tosh. Yeah, behave yourself, Tosh.
Bob, very rare, last position. It's very rare to see Bob only getting a point for his name.
Tell you what, as a general episode, he's had a shocker.
Yeah. Ever since his computer updated.
I've been on the aisle all day, so.
Oh. In third position, with a not much better guess of 485, was Matt Letizia. Yeah, which means...
Was he actually, though?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You've got to think about that, really.
Yeah, Big Pharma might have given that number.
Not really much tension. One's a very good answer of the two that are left. One's not great. So the person in second, 40 out with 348, was Francis Benali. Which means in first position, and just 12 out with 400 appearances, Klaus Lundekvam and wow. Sean.
Unbelievable, that's one.
Right, so the league table has been updated with my lovely looking 4 points, but I'm still in bottom place, unfortunately. So it's Sean bottom on 6, then it's Callum in third on 7, Bob second on 8, and Tosh up top on 9. Sorry about that.
Is that you, Tosh?
So thanks for joining us for another podcast. We enjoyed that one. Lots of great discussion. It's a fantastic M5 topic this week. So hopefully it's got you all going as well, and you're thinking of some great current Barclays men or even some previous ones as well. But do make sure you interact with us on X when we put the poll up. Vote and maybe throw in some of your own suggestions. We might even mention a few of the best in next week's podcast. We have got some good guests lined up for the near future. So yeah, that's exciting. We will have one coming mid-September, so keep an eye out for that. We will let you know who that is nearer the time. But yeah, a great and historic win for Sean there in M5. We knew we could do it with a fantastic shout. Bob, unlike him, was bottom of the pile. I don't think this has been Bob's favourite podcast, to be honest, but that's the main thing. Thanks for all your support, guys. Please do tell a friend, share on your socials, do whatever you can for us. We do appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.